All right, good morning. So let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is Wednesday, June 9th, and we're doing this so that you know what's going on. And with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Marcus.
So stocks are not moving. I mean, markets are definitely in a wait and see mode ahead of tomorrow's consumer price index. Because again, the S&P has failed to make a new record high. Mark, what's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday markets finished mixed. The S&P and Nasdaq were just slightly higher. The Dow is down a little bit, and it's really not having any market moving news. And the CPI data being released tomorrow. Tomorrow's numbers, analysts are expecting a rise of 4.7% from a year earlier. In April, the increase was 4.2%, which on an annualized basis was the fastest rise since 2008. So, I mean, this could be a bigger number, and that's going to have an impact on stocks. So I think traders are just waiting to get this out of the way.
Yeah, because if you look at this, I mean, we have pretty much range bound since mid-April. We have been in a super tight range here, not going anywhere. And I mean, the S&P is only 5 points away from a new record high. And I mean, 5 points, we're talking about an index that sits at 4,227. I mean, this is nothing. It is just there, but it can't make it. I mean, also the Dow, if we move over there, we see that the Dow is only 0.5% away from a record high. 0.5%. That's it. To go up here. Well, actually, this was the intraday. We're always looking at the close. So the close actually was just here. So it's right there. It's just stocks can't break through. All right. Well,
So close.
but there are some stocks that are moving. Holy cannoli! This meme stock mania continues, but now it's no longer GameStop or AMC. Now the Reddit traders are focusing their attention on Clover Health. I mean, look at this. Yesterday up 85%. This morning up another 25%, set to open around $27. Holy cannoli! Do you know why Clover Health suddenly?
I know it's a healthcare insurance SPAC, but other than that, I don't know.
It's so surprising. Now, another one that caught also the attention of Reddit traders is Wendy's. And this was super, super surprising today. First of all, let's take a look at Wendy's. So Wendy's yesterday jumped 25%. This morning, a little bit down, pretty much unchanged after this huge, big move. Now, here's why Wendy's for me is a surprise, because Wendy's has relatively low short interest, so there's no short squeezes. It's actually an institutional favorite compared to all the others where institutional traders are staying away from. I mean, we talked about it, AMC, which 80% of the float is out in retail traders' hand, and then we have also BlackBerry, we have GME, but hey, Clover and Wendy's, who would have known?
Yeah, I mean, maybe these Reddit guys like Frosties and the old "Where's the Beef" ad. I don't know. Speaking of GameStop is reporting earnings after the bell today.
Right, exactly. So we'll see. I mean, GameStop also was surging higher. Let's actually zoom out a little bit and go to a weekly chart so that we'd see the full story. I mean, it has been trading as high as what 485, I believe, was the high. But right now, yesterday adding 7%, this morning 1.6%. And then we have, as you said, earnings after the bell today. Now, I don't think that this will really move the stock because these moves are decoupled from any fundamentals and earnings. I mean, these moves are caused by Reddit traders. And hey, we shall see what happens if there's a reaction. It just seems to the stock that moves is where the crowd moves. And right now,
Yeah.
it's Clover. Clover Health.
It appears to be so.
All right. All right. Any other stocks on your agenda? I saw Fastly. You want to talk about Fastly really quick? Because Fastly was for me super, super surprising. So Fastly is a cloud services provider, and they had an internet outage yesterday morning that it was affecting what? The New York Times, it was affecting Bloomberg, I believe. It was affecting Amazon. It was affecting Spotify. So, I mean, a lot of services were affected by this. And so they came out and said, oh, yeah, we found the problem. It was a software bug that actually already got into the system on May 12th. And it took a while for the bug to really, yeah, I don't know, gain momentum before it triggered this outage. But then they rise yesterday 11%. So they say, sorry, guys. Yeah, it has been going on for a while and we didn't catch it. And sorry, we caused you an outage for like 15 minutes. And we apologize. And boom, it jumped up. And even the pre-market, it's up another 4.8%, 4.1%. Wow, why?
Yeah, this one kind of baffled me, and it's why, in my opinion, it's really difficult to trade news, because I would think that the potential for a bug, yes, they might have uncovered it, and they know what's driving it, and yes, it's not as bad as like another Colonial Pipeline thing, which I think some people were wondering, is this
Right.
another ransomware attack? Is it hackers? Maybe because it was identified. Traders are okay, but now the stock's trading higher than it was before this event. I still think it's a concern.
Yeah, we'll see. All right. What other stocks are moving this morning? What's happening in the
I saw
markets?
Campbell Soup, CPB is the ticker. They were down about 8% pre-market. They reported earnings per share of 57 cents, but that was 9 cents lower than expected. They also had a revenue miss and cut the full year forecast. So, some disappointing numbers for Campbell investors. And Campbell said that they're just basically they got a big boost with the pandemic demand last year that's not following through now.
Yeah, and just to put it in perspective, I'm going to zoom out here a little bit so that we see how dramatic this move is. Because if you look at what happened here over the past what year, right? We were trading in a nice range, and this morning we will open right here at 44. So I mean, it's a really, really dramatic move. Campbell Soup is not a stock that is moving a lot. I mean, it has been in a range here between 52 and 45. So dropping to 44 is, I mean, for other stocks, 9% is not a big deal. But for Campbell Soup, it is. It is. So that's definitely a big one. All right.
Agreed. Agreed. There were a few upgrades that seemed to be moving certain stocks. Abercrombie and Fitch, ANF is the ticker. They're up more than 3% pre-market after a Jerry's upgrade, so they're looking to start higher today. Fox Corp, FOXA, is the ticker. They're up 2.4% pre-market, so
Yeah.
they're looking to start the day positive. One other upgrade for a bigger name would be Colgate-Palmolive, the ticker CL. They had a Credit Suisse upgrade and up about 1.3%. So a couple of movers, not huge, huge moves, but for these type of stocks, the upgrade seems to have created a little more interest.
Well, let's talk about a huge move. Let's talk about a huge move, right? Lordstown
Let's
Motors.
do it.
I mean, this is a stock. So full disclosure, both Mark and I have long positions in Wright. Not that we
Yes.
want to have the long positions. It's part of our trading plan that we are in there. And yesterday, I mean, wow, they had a super duper move, went as high as 1580 yesterday. Then they published an SEC filing where they said that there was substantial doubt about its ability to continue. And this is where yesterday they plummeted down 16% all the way. I think the low here was 1026. And oops, let's do this again while you get the idea. To 1026 yesterday. And this morning, I mean, they're still down 10 point, 1070. So they're down another 4% this morning. So what's happening here? I mean, holy cannoli.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. So it's gone on a ride. We've gone on a ride with this stock. Going back further, this is where it was targeted by short sellers. it's the perfect meme stock. You know, it has a perfect story. If Reddit traders want to, you know, save a company and also a town, it's the perfect story for that. But it's just been beaten up because there were some issues with orders. And then recently, the big thing is that they basically said there's substantial doubt about its ability to continue as a going concern. So the, you know, concerns over being able to get to production. And this was kind of reported. I can't remember if it was with earnings or right before it, but this was kind of reported where they said, hey, we don't have the money. We're looking for funding, right? But with this right. SEC filing that they were forced to make, they basically said, we do not have the funding at all. And we might not be able to get it under terms that are favorable. So
yeah, and that's interesting. So for me, the question is, okay, did they have to say it? Is this the dotting the I's, crossing the T's? Is this what auditors want to see? Is this the statement that the SEC wants to see? We also know that they have some lawsuits going on where investors are trying to sue them. We'll see how successful these lawsuits are. I mean, sometimes it works, most of the time it doesn't. But this is where, is this a statement that was forced? Is this actually news that came out yesterday? Or was this already known? Because they say, you know what, there's different ways how we can get these funds. So we can raise additional funds through the issuance of equity, which means issuing more shares, which would dilute the shares. But okay, no big deal. Others have done it. I mean, AMC has done it very successfully. Others have done it successfully. They could have arrangements with strategic partners. And I think when they talk about strategic partners, it would be GM, General Motors, because General Motors already has a minority stake in there. And you see, Ford obviously would be a competitor. But then also, what are other possibilities? They could obtain credit from the government or financial institutions. They have collateral, but the question is, what are they going to do? So I don't get their PR strategy, because yeah. One of the reasons why yesterday the stock moved up so much is that Lordstown actually said on their Twitter account yesterday, you know what, we have this Lordstown week where we invite investors and we will actually stream it over the internet. So we will invite the whole world to see how awesome we are. And after they did that yesterday morning, yesterday afternoon, they said, well, actually, by the way, we're not that awesome. We are really struggling. So this is so odd, because if you look at their social media, they haven't posted anything since May 5th. Then on June 7th, they're touting their hub technology and say, oh my gosh, this superior technology. And of course, the stock reacted to this. Let me just go back here to the stock. So this is where everybody says, oh, okay, that's not bad at all, right? So this is where here we see we're going higher. Cool. And then yesterday when they said, okay, we are opening it to the world, they made a new high that they haven't made since March 15th. So, I mean, a high 2.5-3 months. And then they filed the report. I don't know. I don't get it. Anyhow, it is what it is. We will see what's happening here in just a moment when we trade with our Mastermind Live. I mean, we will watch the open live. We will see what's happening with the position and we will place trades live. So we had to jump over here in a moment. Any other thoughts on Ride?
It's living up to its namesake.
It is
going on a ride, going on a ride. So, you know, it's getting a little closer to the $11 mark. Yesterday, it was halted with the initial drop and then, you know, continued to slide. I mean, all things considered, a 16% drop on the news based on the close, not that big of a deal. But based on where it was trading before the news, yeah, that's a huge drop. I mean, that was, you know, almost 30% maybe.
So, it is. It's a huge drop. So we'll see what happens here in the open, and I'm excited to trade it live. So let's move over to our masterminds and trade with them live. Okay. Hey, if you enjoyed this market update, give us a like. Do us a favor. Give us a like. If you want to see us again, click on subscribe. Hit the little notification bell. The little notification bell is super important, because this way you get notified whenever we release a new video or when we go live on YouTube. You get a little notification so that you don't miss it. Anyhow, have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Happy trading, everybody.